This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. A selfie with Governor Greg Abbott by a San Antonio transgender woman is making news. Ashley Smith was at Abbott's Friday announcement for re-election. The snapshot was all smiles, but with a hashtag bathroom buddy. It was a political dig at the governor's position in favor of a so-called bathroom bill. The legislature could take up that bill in the special session that begins today. I spoke with Smith about the photo and her experience. Ashley Smith, how did you find yourself at the Governor Abbott announcement for his reelection?
Well, because of the pending legislation, I've been following state and local politics more closely than I usually would. It's been going on since really late last fall with this bathroom bill idea. And as a result, I saw Governor Abbott was going to be here in San Antonio and not far away from where I work. So I decided that I would go hear what he had to say. And then if I could, I would maybe snap a picture with me. And I didn't expect it to be as popular as it has ended up, but I'm glad it's showing how ridiculous this proposed bill would be.
So let's talk about that photograph. You stood in line to get a photograph with him because other people were getting their pictures taken with him, I imagine, right?
Oh, sure. After the governor made his announcement, there was an opportunity for people who had been there to, you know, say hi to the governor and get their picture taken if they wanted to do that.
You got in line, and how long did it take you to get up there?
I would say maybe about half an hour.
Then you had your turn, and what was the interaction like with Governor Abbott? I mean, he's a pretty pleasant guy in person.
Oh, yeah, I agree. He was very friendly. I did not raise the subject of the bathroom bill, and I just talked about some of the work that I've been doing for one of the state universities here in Texas. And
you mean architectural work, since you're an architect?
Yes, that's been my specialty for years, is higher education clients.
And so you
design a lot of bathrooms, actually.
Let's talk about that for 1 second. So you design bathrooms. This bathroom bill is all about security and privacy, and probably you're an expert on bathrooms. Do you see any issues with that as an architect?
Well, my preference is to use the women's room. I've used the women's room for years, and I don't have any problems with that. Currently in Texas, there are men's and women's restrooms, and that seems to work for the most part. I know that in Austin and maybe some other places, they have started adopting laws that say that single occupancy restrooms should be designated as either or. And I think that is possibly a good direction. But for me personally, I always use the women's room.
As an architect, and you just design these facilities, you know that whether or not there are issues in regards to privacy, which is the explanation that we have been hearing from the governor and from the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, why they're pushing for this legislation, that there is some sort of issue of privacy and that is violated if people are able to go to a bathroom of their choosing and not designated according to their birth certificate.
I would disagree with the assertion that this bill is about privacy. If you talk to Chief McManus or any other law enforcement official in the areas where we've had these non-discrimination ordinances, they will all tell you that there haven't been any increases in public safety incidents. I don't think there really has been any incidences, at least I'm not aware of any, here in the state. And these laws that allow transgender people to use the restroom of their preference, they exist in 17 other states and over 200 cities across the United States, and there aren't any issues with that. So I think when the governor and the lieutenant governor start saying that this is about privacy, they're really being disingenuous, because they know the facts that there really has not been a problem with public safety. And the point of this bill is has nothing to do with women's safety. It is all about stigmatizing and demonizing transgender folks.
Back to your experience with Governor Abbott. So you had the exchange, you told him, and you got the picture taken, and then you posted it online with the font underneath, "How will the potty police know I'm transgender if the governor doesn't?" Tell me what that means.
Should this kind of legislation pass, it would be totally unenforceable. I am privileged in the sense that I can go meet someone like the governor and they would not immediately see me as transgender. Not all transgender people can do that, and some people don't want to do that. But in this case, I just wanted to point out how utterly ridiculous this bill is.
Then it went viral. Why do you think this took hold?
Didn't expect it to be as big as it got, but I am glad that it is so popular. I think the fact that the special session is happening right now has a lot to do with that. You know, we've been laying out our stories and our statistics and all the facts for many, many months, and it doesn't seem to be changing the minds of certain lawmakers. So I kind of have to maybe try a different angle on things, and hopefully when people see the photograph, they can agree with me. Some people have said that this was a deceitful thing to do, which I totally disagree with. All I did was I went to this rally that the governor had, and I had my picture taken with him. I am not in a costume or trying to be somebody I'm not. This is who I am every day. And I don't think that if I had gotten my picture taken with somebody who is opposed to this bill, it would have been nearly as embarrassing as it has been for the governor.
Did you mean to embarrass the governor?
Well, what I would really like to do is change some hearts and minds on this legislation. I know the governor is a politician, so I'm sure he can take whatever heat comes at him.
Ashley Smith is a San Antonio transgender woman whose selfie with Governor Greg Abbott created a stir over his support for a so-called bathroom bill.